Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. As Michael A. Jones blogs thusly at change.org, if you've done any shopping this holiday season, you've likely seen and heard a few bell ringers for the Salvation Army. Standing outside the local Sears or JCPenney, oodles and oodles of winter coat wearing bell ringers are hanging out next to red kettles hoping to net donations for the religious relief organization. For years, gay rights activists have continued to point out that while the Salvation Army preaches charity work with one ring of the bell, they also happen to be selling a dose of homophobia with the other. The Salvation Army considers homosexuality immoral and has an official policy statement to the effect that Scripture forbids sexual intimacy between members of the same sex. That statement is pretty tame compared to other blasts against LGBT people that have popped up on Salvation Army websites around the globe. As we'll hear in a second, a few years back, the Salvation Army in Australia went so far as to say that homosexuality was akin to rebellion against God. Nothing says charity, perhaps, like some good old-fashioned homophobia. Phil Bronstein at the San Francisco Chronicle has an article out asking the question, is the Salvation Army naughty or nice? He notes that in San Francisco, donations to the Salvation Army are notably down. Folks in Massachusetts also say that the Red Kettles aren't collecting as much cash as in years past on the East Coast. Combined, that certainly has to make one wonder whether the Salvation Army's overtly anti-gay statements are having an impact on the number of folks willing to drop a little extra change into the coffers, or kettles, of the Salvation Army. For supporters of LGBT rights, the past statements of the Salvation Army should give one pause, particularly the Australian chapter of the Salvation Army, which in denouncing homosexuality has gone further than even the Catholic bishops. Quoting now, homosexual activity is as rebellion against God's plan for the created order. Homosexual practice, however, is in the light of Scripture clearly unacceptable. Such activity is chosen behavior and is thus a matter of the will. It is therefore able to be directed or restrained in the same way heterosexual urges are controlled. Homosexual practice would render any person ineligible for full membership in the army. End quote. Out front, at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.